You're listening to KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. There's a lot more to Arizona than the desert, but that particular setting lends itself so well to mysteries and the unknown that it's hard for creative types to resist. The new book, Southwest Noir, includes short fiction based primarily in Arizona and featuring writers like James Salas, author of Drive, Barry Graham, and Jenna Duncan. A creative force behind Southwest Noir is French illustrator Vince LaRue, whose art is included in the book. He's in Phoenix for a visit and a book launch event this week, and he joins me now. Vince, you live in France. You don't live in Arizona. How did this project come together?
Well, it all started in 2010 when I did illustrations for Barry Graham, a Scottish writer who used to live in Phoenix. He's a noir writer and also a reporter, but some of his books were translated into French, and the publisher in charge put us in contact. And Barry suggested a graphic novel collaboration, and I immediately accepted the project.
And when was your first experience with Phoenix, and what was that like? Was that out in the desert? Was it in the city?
Well, I arrived the first time in April 2012 to meet Barry in person, and it was the first Friday. And a couple hours after the landing, I was immersed into First Friday, and we went to galleries, and it was like a different world for me, coming from a rural area in France, and especially with a scientific background. A different world opened, and connections immediately started.
But specifically, what is it about the desert that has been intriguing to you?
Well, I think I've always been fascinated by the imagery around the desert at a very young age, I guess, through comics or movies or cartoons. And coming here first time was just great, and I like the dry heat too.
When I think of noir, I think of movies of Alfred Hitchcock, maybe some detective films and detective sort of novels, that dark, that mysterious nature of things. How do you think of it?
It's also very a social genre. It talks about people, and there's Denis Leanne, I think, the author of Mystic River, defined noir as, he said something like, in Greek mythology, they fall from height, but in noir, they fall from the curb. So it's about stories that happen and the darkness of the stories as well.
Some of the stories in Southwest Noir have a lot of text, maybe 20 pages for a story, and some are more in the graphic novel setting. How much do your illustrations match what's going on with the story? How important is that?
My graphic style is was inspired by different artists like Frank Miller, who did the Sin City. It's noir. There's a lot of inking in the process, and my collaboration with Barry Graham, the first one, was in the noir genre as well. And afterward, I wanted to start a new project. But with different people, bringing as many people as I could, and work on different stories and not just one long graphic novel.
Now, writers, when they write, clearly have a vision in their head of what they think something should look like. This happens when a book is turned into a movie, for example. How does that work when it comes to the collaboration? Does your illustration have to really jibe perfectly with what the writer is thinking about? How does that work?
Oh, sure. But when it's collaboration, the result is a product of two visions. And so it's the fruit of a collaboration. It's not all the writer's vision, or not just the artist, the vision of the artist. For example, Barry says Dark Heat, our first graphic novel, is we are co-author, even if he wrote the story. But at the end, since there are pictures, there are two visions.
And our listeners know Robert Palo well because he's been a critic for us for a couple of decades now. Now, his story definitely did not fit in the noir category, to me at least. It's and people who know Robert's sense of humor, it's an interesting story. It's about based on two Jehovah's Witnesses coming to his door and he things involving
yes,
his mother and whatnot. But
one of the points in the book is the connection to the Southwest or to the genre noir is not necessarily a noir story happening in the Southwest of the United States. It might just be the author, the writer lives in this area. Someone sent me a story from the UK, Andrea Gibbons, but she used to live in Tucson, and so all of the people collaborating in the book are linked to the Southwest in a way or another, and most of them write noir stories or.
We've been talking with Vince LaRue. He's the creative force behind Southwest Noir. There'll be a special book launch and book signing coming up on Friday at Fair Trade Coffee on Roosevelt in Phoenix. Vince, thank you for coming in all the way from France.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.